Visions, written by Draconic Sock Puppet and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jarlan had nothing left to live for. Shen Wei was dead, and with him went all of Jarlan's hopes for after. After Yetsun, after Haixing Bureau's crackdown, after they got their lives back. There was no after left to him. There was only the Guardian Lantern and the imminent destruction of Dixing and Haixing alike. This, at least, he could still repair. Jarlan gave himself over to the lantern, and everything that he was burned in eternal torment. Yunlan! Yunlan! Jarlan's eyes snapped open. That was Shen Wei's voice. There you are. Cool skin against his, a look of concern on Shen Wei's face. He had to be dreaming. That was the only possible explanation. What's wrong? Zhao Yunlan gripped Shen Wei's wrist. You died. What? I died. Never. Shen Wei's voice rang with absolute confidence. I won't allow it. What did you see? Zhao Yunlan blinked at him. He'd just noticed that Shen Wei was wearing pajamas. He looked down. He was wearing pajamas. They were in bed together, in a strange apartment. Then again, he'd never seen Shen Wei's bedroom. Maybe they were there. What's going on? Jialan's voice wavered as he spoke. I thought Yetsun ate you, and then you killed him. Shen Wei drew back, frowning. Why would Yetsun eat me? Really, Yunlan? The whole thing with the pillar... Zhao Yunlan wasn't getting any less confused. I think you'd better show me. Shen Wei bent down and kissed him like it was nothing, like they did this every day. Zhao Yunlan gasped and took everything he could get. Shen Wei's fingers found his temples and Zhao Yunlan dragged him in closer by his waist until Shen Wei was lying on top of him. Shen Wei dropped his head till their foreheads were touching, and then he shut his eyes. Zhao Yunlan stared up. Shen Wei's face too close to see all of him, and every bit of him a gift. He'd last seen Shen Wei covered with blood and dying from a dagger of ice stabbed through his heart. How could he have this? But it didn't feel fuzzy, like Master Yan's dreams had. It felt real. It felt like home. Stop getting distracted and show me what you saw, Shen Wei whispered. I don't know how. Shen Wei drew back and opened his eyes. We've done this 1,000 times. Every time you have a vision, you show me. I've never... Jialan swallowed. I don't think this is my world. It's the one you're in. Why wouldn't it be yours? Shen Wei frowned at him. Are you feeling all right? Maybe you're ill. Maybe I am. Jialan's mouth felt dry. Can you kiss me again? Shen Wei bent and pressed his lips to Jialan's, his tongue dipping out in soft kitten licks. Jialan opened up and pressed forward until their teeth clacked together. Shen Wei grinned when he broke the kiss. Happiness was a very good look on him, Jialan decided. I'll call Dr. Chang, Shen Wei said. And then he bent and kissed Jialan one more time, that gentle press of lips conveying a world of affection and comfort. Whatever's happened, I want you well. And the same to you, Jialan whispered. He reached up and touched Shen Wei's face, precious, alive and here with him. Everything he wanted, everything he thought he'd never have again. I want you well. The end.